Isaiah chapter 49. Sometimes I worry about reading too much, but we'll read a few verses here tonight. Isaiah chapter 49. Amen. It's going to take a few verses to understand what's going on here. Israel had been in captivity for some time in Babylon. Amen. And they had thought God had forgot about them. Yep. Amen. They thought God had forgot where they were. Amen. On, they right. thought God had forgot his promises to them.
Yeah.
Where are you at, God? Where are you at? Amen. Uh-huh. And so God began to speak to them. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted.
Yes.
But Zion said, amen. Anybody know what Zion here means?
Yeah.
Jerusalem, God's people. Amen. Right. Jerusalem have said, the Lord hath forsaken us. Israel said, amen. Surely God has forsaken and forgot, and my Lord hath forgotten me.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. God said, can a woman forget her suckling child, that she would not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget God here, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Amen. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste, the destroyers, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. He said, hey, I'm fixing to make thy enemies get out of town.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Right.
Amen. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. Amen. They were crying unto God. Just give you an overview here. They had been crying unto God. God, how are you going to fulfill the promises that you have promised Israel?
Yeah.
And now most of Israel, thousands, historians say, died, amen, under captivity. They beat them. They took advantage of them. Amen. Thousands and thousands of Israels, of Jews, had died. Amen. And what was left was in captivity down in Judah and up in Babylon. They had been carried off. Amen. And they had cried unto the Lord and said, God, how can thy promises be fulfilled? Thy people is dead and they're scattered. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jews are scattered here, there, and yonder. Amen. God speaking one more time, and I'm going to preach to you. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. He said, I'm going to put it in their hearts, and they're going to come back.
Right.
Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. I don't have time to get into this. This is not the meat of the message. Although it doesn't appear that very many came back after the captivity of Babylon, this is no doubt, amen, a prophecy, amen, of the end times. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. You can see that interview after interview, even in America, Europe, all around the world, Jews are heading back home. Amen.
Yes.
And they ask them, they say, what in the world? Amen. What makes you sell your businesses, prosperous jobs and things of that nature, and go back to Israel? And they say, we cannot explain it. There's something inside
yes.
of our heart that's drawing us back home.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
God said, lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together. Amen. And come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. Amen. If God would help us for just a few moments tonight, there's a lot of good preaching right here. I'd like to draw something out of this 15th verse right here. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, God said, yet will I not forget thee. Amen. If God would help us, I'd like to preach for just a moment here tonight on not forgotten. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Not forgotten. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help us, God. Amen. Right here tonight. Amen. Zion, as we've already said, had cried unto the Lord and said, God, You have forgotten where we are. Amen. Have you ever been there in life? Sometimes life dishes out things. Amen. And we begin to think within ourselves like these, amen, Jews did right here in our text tonight. And we say, oh God, you have forgotten, amen, where I'm at. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God said, as a suckling child, amen, a mother has that suckling child, she might forget, praise God. It's not very good odds, amen, that a mom's going to forget about that suckling child. But even if she gets busy in the house doing something and she does forget about that baby and it gets off her mind, that baby will get to crying and she'll remember real quick where that baby is. God said, amen, even though a mother might forget, amen, I will not forget. Hallelujah. I want to let you know, Israel, you are not forgotten. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, I'm so glad that right here in 2020, in the 2021, in the midst of all that's happened in this last year, amen, I keep saying it's been a hard year, and everybody corrects me, and they said it's a new year. It's still a hard year. I still got it all conglomerated in 1 year. Amen. It's been a hard last calendar year. Amen. Great God. God in heaven, a lot of things have happened. There's a lot of water underneath the bridge in this last year. Amen. Myself including you, I believe there's been times in this last amen, trying times of our lives that we've cried out and said, oh God, I believe maybe you forgot where we are. Amen. But hallelujah, I felt like the Lord spoke to my heart last night. Amen. And even today while I was studying and trying to pray back there, amen, I felt like the Lord told me to tell you right here tonight that he has not forgotten. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. A suckling, amen, a mother make my great God, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'd like to tell you here tonight, amen, verse number 15 starts out and tells us about the compassion of God. Amen. Can a woman forget her suckling child? Amen. She might forget, but God said, I will not forget. God's love is perfect and it can never fail. Aren't you glad of that? He loves all the time. Amen. People get on our nerves. People aggravate us. Amen. And we get upset with them. And they get upset with us. I'm glad God don't get upset with us. He could have shoved us to the side a lot of times. But thank God for his compassion. Thank God that he loves us. Like the love of a mother. Amen. A man by the name of Giles McCoy. He was in the war. Amen. And he was on USS Indianapolis. Aircraft carrier in 1945. He was 10,000 miles away at sea when USS Indianapolis got shot down. Amen. It began to sink in the ocean. And Giles McCoy, his life was in danger. His mother was some 10,000 miles away. But at that very hour, she was troubled in her heart. She was troubled in her spirit. And she told others, there's something wrong. They said, what's wrong? She said, Giles, amen, is in danger. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, her son was 10,000 miles away. Thank God, but he had not got to the place where he was too far for the love of the heart of that mother. Thank God, I come to tell you tonight, sometimes it feels like God might be 10,000 miles away. Let me tell you something. God said, I have not forgotten where you are. Hey, I come to tell us in this house, I ain't gonna preach very long. I don't have no great message here tonight. I only got a word from the Lord. He said he has not forgotten. Amen. Can you raise a hand right here and say, God, I thank you, Lord, that you still know where I'm at, that you still care where I'm at. Lord, you ain't forgot, and you haven't forsaken thy people. Amen.
Yes. Praise God.
Woo!
Glory.
Amen. He loved us. John said, we love him because he first loved us, sister Anna. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that he loved you first?
Let's go.
Amen. He loved us. Ephesians said when we were unlovable. Hey God, Romans said that he loved us so much that he gave us his son to save us from our sin. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said that he loves us eternally. He said, I love thee with an everlasting love. Aren't you glad that God loves like that? Hey, amen. If an old rascal would break in my house, Brother Tommy, and steal my possessions, I tell you what, I wouldn't think much of him. Woo! I never forget that we was down there mowing grass, Brother Earl, Westmoreland, at that white church down there on Piedmont. I think it's called the Christian Church. Amen. I used to mow that church and the house right across the street, a brick house. Well, I was across the street in the backyard, and I think Brother Daniel was kind of across the street at the church, and kind of in the back weeding. Amen. Some thief caught us both in the backyard, and he come over in the truck and he got my weed eater. Amen. My steel weed eater. I trade him and got off my grandpa. I gave him a lawnmower and he gave me a weed eater. And I liked that steel. It wasn't very good. I could send out better. Amen. It wasn't all that good, but my grandpa gave it to me. So I was trying to take care of it, and some thief come and stole it. Amen. And I come back out there, and I noticed it's gone. I said, Brother Danny, what happened to that weed eater? Amen. And he said, I don't know. He said, but something odd. He said, there's a guy pulled up in front of the truck, and he's just kicked back on side of the car smoking a cigarette. I said, well, did he ever say anything? He said, no, he just kept watching me. I said, great God, he's the one waiting for you to go out back, and he stole the weed eater. I said, hop in the truck. Amen. Get in the truck. And he hopped in. We took off. And I said, what kind of car was it? He explained to me. A little white car. I can't even remember the make of it. He knew what it was. And he looked at me real worried like. And he said, what in the world are we going to do if we find that car? I said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my weed eater back. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey God, I don't care much about a thief. I don't care much about people. Amen. And sometimes we look at that drug addict and that drunkard in the gutters of life, and we think, well, they're just some old nobody. But Jeremiah said God loves him more than the love of a mother. And don't pay it. He's got a mom somewhere. Amen. That worries about him. Amen. That old thief. He's got a dad somewhere that thought I tried to teach him better than that. But God said, I love them with an everlasting love. And I have not forgot where they are. And I come to tell us, amen, Mr. Charles McCoy, you could be 10,000 miles away in the middle of an ocean, but your mother knew right where you was. And God said, that mother might forget, but I will not forget. I come to tell you, God said, he ain't forgot. He knows right where you are. Amen.
Come on now.
Thank you.
I'm about done preaching.
Hallelujah.
We've all heard it. I looked it up today to get all the details. I've just told pieces of it that I've heard through the years. But I looked it up today. A man by the name of Scott O'Grady. Amen.
Yep.
1995, he got shot down. I forget, he told on his 53rd or 57th mission, combat mission. He was a United States Air Force fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Amen. He'd done so many missions in Iraq, but the last several was in Bosnia during that Bosnia war from the 1990, 91 to 99. Amen. Terrible conditions over there. Amen. They was killing their own people, and there was a no-fly zone. Amen. And he was out on a routine, peaceful mission to keep a no-fly zone there. And the enemy had set up a missile, some type of a radar. He said he got the warning that a missile was approaching him. Just a minute. He said just maybe 6 seconds before it hit him. And he said a couple of seconds after that, he was parachuting in a parachute. He said, I should have died. He should have got killed. And that airplane exploded. It was on fire. But somehow he was able to get out. Amen. Of course, they already got their pack on. And he parachuted out. The enemy, amen, seen him parachuting. They knew about where where he had landed, and they stopped him for 6 days and six nights. He said, I felt like an animal. They were hunting me. He would get down there in the thick of them woods. And he had them leaves and them grass and it covered over him. He said many times they would come through there, this machine gun, just shooting because they thought he was in there, but they never could find him. Thank God. And he said, I was just hanging on for dear life. Thank God. And they later asked him, they said, Mr. O'Grady, what did you eat and drink? Well, in that emergency pack, they have just a minimal amount of food and a little bit of water. He said, after I drank that, I was afraid of the waters there in the night when I couldn't get up just a little bit. I was afraid if I drank that old stagnated water, I'd catch some kind of disease and died. He said, so a few times at night, it would rain and I'd lay there with my mouth open and drink rainwater. They said, what did you eat? He said, I ate bugs that was crawling on the ground. He said, I had to do anything I could just to survive. Oh! And they interviewed him. This is what stuck out to me. They said, tell me, how did you make it? The enemy was shooting at you. You thought any minute you might die. He gave three reasons. He said one reason he gave contributed to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, I thought that's good. He said another one, amen, was to my family. He said, I had a mom, a dad, and a brother and a sister back home that I knew that I wanted to make it back to see my family. And he said, the third reason, here's my message tonight. He said, the third reason that I knew I could make it. Hey, God. Hey. He said, I knew I'd been shot down 80 miles behind enemy line. But it had some kind of gadget on him. It had a radar. He said, I knew that the United States of America, amen, had not forgotten where I was. Hey, God. He said, I could have gave up hope. I could have just gave in and died, but I knew I was not forgotten. Hey, I knew that somewhere on an off distant shore, they knew that Captain Scott O'Grady was behind enemy lines, and they sent in, I wish I'd have got all this, but they sent in 20 some, amen, at the rescue. 20 some of them come in there while he was laying down, covered up with all this stuff, and he said, I heard a familiar voice. Hey, God. And there come them helicopters behind enemy lines. Amen. 20 some of them Marines was dropped down on the ground and they surrounded him. Hey, he said, I wasn't forgotten. They knew right where I was. Great God, I come to tell us if the United States of America knows where Captain Scott O'Grady is, 80 miles behind enemy lines, I come to tell you there's a God in heaven. He knows where you are. And he said, you're not forgotten. I ain't forgotten where you are.
Come on.
Raise your hand and praise the Lord. Raise your hand.
Thank you.
Woo! And praise him in this house for the compassion of the Lord. He's compassionate,
yes,
and he has not forgotten where we are. Woo!
Glory.
16. I have put my words in thy mouth. I'm sorry. I already flipped my page. And behold, he said, oh, here it is, I love this. And behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hands. Great God, I've read this many times. And thy walls are continually, hey, amen, before me. I've read this many times, but it never had as much importance as it was today to me. Hey, God, amen. I never knew the history behind the scripture. Brother Tommy, you may have read this, but when they took those Jews, Brother Charlie, and they put them in captivity down in Babylon, hey, God, they were away from home. They were away from that city. They were away from the promise of God. Amen. And history says that them Jews would engrave in walls that surrounded Jerusalem. Hey, God in heaven. Hey, woo! And God said, hey, but I know you thought that I forgot you. But God spoke back to them in their own language, Brother Earl. And they said, I ain't forgot you. I've got you engraved in the palm of my hands. Woo! Hey, thank God that he's a God that loves us. He's a God that cares. And he'll not forget. He'll not forsake his people. Amen. God is saying he has permanently, amen, identified himself with his people. Your name is engraved in the palm of my hand. He said, I can't deny you because you're part of me. Woo! You're right here. Hallelujah. Like that mother can't deny that wayward child. Like that father can't disown that thief and grown up and's not doing any good. He said, son, you're part of me. Out of my loins you came forth. Hey, God, you're part of God. Said you might be in Babylon. You might be in captivity down in Judah. But hey, right here's your name. I've got it in the palm of my hand. Hey, God, that's how much God loves. That's how much God cares about his people. Jesus.
Oh, let's take it a little bit further.
Woo. When Jesus took on a human body, God himself don't have hands.
Come on now.
For the Bible said God is a spirit.
A spirit.
But when Jesus came in this world, he had hands.
Hallelujah.
Woo. I'm about to feel like shouting. Oh. Hey. Amen. When he died on the cross, amen, what did Jesus have engraved in his hands? Thomas said, they said, Thomas, we saw the Lord. And he said, oh, doubting Thomas said, I won't believe it until I see what? Until I see that pierced hole in his side. And until I see what? The engravement in his hands, those nail pierced hands. Hey, God, what was he saying? He was saying, my name was nailed to that cross. Hey, God in heaven, that's how we can be saved. Our names are engraved in the palms of his hand. Amen. Woo! Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that he hadn't forgotten you? Amen.
Let's go on. Let's go on.
Last part of that 16th verse. On the palm of my hands, thy walls are continually before me. Amen. God described here himself as a watchman. He had not forsaken. He had not forgotten Jerusalem. But her walls were ever on his mind. He continually remembered his promises to restore Jerusalem again. Like a watchman, God would be vigilant and God would be diligent to look after the needs of his own people. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. I don't know anybody any better to lead your children in the hands of than God. Hallelujah. He said, don't worry about it. I'm the watchman on the wall and I'm watching over your people. Hallelujah. Thank God that he's concentrating, amen, on you and I. Hey, what's that old song saying? Amen, he's too busy. Amen. Great God making rain and feeding birds. Great God, he ain't forgot about you and me. I said he ain't forgot. He's still concentrating on where you are. He ain't forgot if he knows how many hairs are on the hair of my head. Thank God, Brother Daniel was up here praying this morning. And I've always noticed he had a thick head of hair. Hey, God, he might be watching this. But I tell you, he got a lot of hair for a 70-year-old man. Hey, I'd hate to have the job of counting them hairs. It'd be easy to count mine, Brother Anthony. Hey, remember, Brother Daniel's got a lot of hair. Hey, I come to tell you, God knows how many hairs I got, how many hairs you got, and how many. That's how much God really knows who you are. And if he knows how many hairs are on your head, he knows what you need. And not only does he know what you need, he knows how to meet the need. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Aren't you glad he knows how to meet the need?
Oh, yes. Precious, precious.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm done. There's a lot of good preaching here. I ain't going to hold you too long. But Tom, give me Romans real quick. Romans 4:21. Amen. He had his eye on every detail.
Yes.
Like the United States of America had their eye on Scott O'Grady. They knew exactly where he was.
Thank you, Lord.
And when they come in there with ever how many helicopters and 20-some Marines and dropped him in, them Marines circled him.
Yeah.
Amen. And now that one helicopter, they sent their Marines down there in case there was an ambush from the enemy. Marines. Amen. They did that just for one, amen, captive soldier over there. That was, amen, being held captive, Brother Anthony. That's what the United States of America sent. They put a lot of men's lives in danger to go save one man. Oh, Grady, how'd you make it? He said, one way. Hey, one reason I made it, I knew that they had not forgot where I was. Woo! I knew they had forgot where I was. The truth is, God never forgets. He never fails. He will keep his promise that he made to his people. Amen. I'm glad God is able to keep his promise, aren't you?
Right. Tell us, Brother Tom, what Romans 4:21 says.
And being fully persuaded.
Fully persuaded.
That what he had promised.
Wait there. God said, and he being fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised.
Yeah, he had also performed.
Woo! He had also performed. God's able to keep his word.
Woo! Hey, Brother Tommy, I might tell you, amen, we're going to do such and such this week, and something might happen, and it fall through. But if God tells you he's going to do it, it ain't going to fall through. There ain't no sickness that'll keep him from it. Amen. There's no heartache that'll keep him out. There's no enemy that'll drive him away. If God said he's going to do it, you can take it to the bank. God can't do it. Amen.
Woo. Yes.
What kind of promises here is God talking about?
He tells us in Matthew that we can have his presence. Amen. Any place, any time, anywhere we need him.
Thank God.
Amen. There's no distance to the presence of God. Amen. Philippians said, he'll meet all your needs according to his riches. He will give us provisions. Woo! John 14:27 said we can have the peace of God. Thank God. Romans 8:28 said his purpose, all things work together for the good. Amen. Aren't you glad for that?
Yes.
And we can have the very presence of God, and he's keeping his eye upon us. Amen.
Praise God.
Closing remarks here. Israel, verse number 18. Amen. It's pictured as a bride. God, lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Of course, this promise looks ahead to the future time when the nation of Israel will be fully restored and blessed in their land.
Thank God.
He later tells them, he said, that narrow strip of land won't be big enough to hold the people. It's going to come back home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Great God in heaven.
Yes.
Our bridegroom has gone away to prepare a place for us. And he said, if I go away and prepare a place, I'm going to come again and claim you as my own. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? He said he's able to complete the work. Amen. He's gone away to wipe away the tears, Revelation said. Amen. From our eyes. Hallelujah. He has promised that our new home will be far greater than this home. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of nice homes down here. There's a lot of rich people building nice homes.
Yeah.
Hey, God, but the Bible said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man what God hath in store for his people. Brother Anthony, there is a home in heaven awaiting you and I. I'm not serving him for mansions. I'm not serving him for things like that. Let me tell you something, church. I come to tell you ain't seen nothing yet. Hey, God, I said you ain't seen nothing yet. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place. Woo! Hey, God, walls of jasper, streets of gold, gates of pearl. Amen. Beauties that our minds, our finite minds down here cannot even comprehend. But great God, it's going to be a while. things. But as Brother Earl said, amen, that's probably not a drop in the bucket of what's to come. What's to come, Brother Earl? Amen, Mom and Dad, it's going to be up there. Aunts, uncles, amen. Great God, fellow church members, Brother Marshall Atkins, I can't wait on one of these days to watch him do a dance and say, hup, 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 one more time. Hey, I come to tell us, it hadn't been told just yet. He ain't forgot. He said, Israel, I'm going to bind thee together again and bring my people back into myself. I ain't forgot you. I ain't forgot where you are. Hold on just a little while longer.
Stand with me in this house.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Jesus.
Aren't you glad he knows where you are? Brother Anthony, 10,000 miles away, ain't no distance to God.
You're right.
Woo! He knows where we are.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Heartaches, troubles, and pains. I tell you what, Job said a man born a woman is a few days and full of trouble.
Yes.
We're going to have trouble down here.
Yes.
We're going to have sorrow down here.
Yes. Right.
It's part of life.
Come on.
But God said in the midst of your worst sorrow, in the midst of your worst trouble, I want you to remember one thing. How, you know how mother loves that baby?
Come on.
Great God. Let me tell you something.
Oh,
amen.
Come on.
We had five, and when we was new parents, Brother Anthony, we had one. Raylan was the first one. Amen. Raylan was in the back seat of the car. We drove an old 1995 white Ford Contour. I never forget it. We was leaving out of West Warren, coming down somewhere around the Dairy Queen over here, and Raylan was back there making noises. I've been around a lot of kids, but really not that small, you know. I had a lot in my family. And she's back there making noises. And I slammed the brakes on, and I pulled that car over to the side, and I opened that door, and I ran back there. And Michelle said, "What are you doing?" I said, "There's something wrong with this baby. There's something wrong with her." Oh, amen. Oh, that was her prized possession. Amen. Woo! And then we was getting ready to have the second one. Amen. And I can't speak for myself, but I was a little bit worried. I thought, how in the world could I ever love that next one like I love this one? Amen. How in the world could I ever love that second child like I love this first one? Amen. I can't explain it to you, but there's just some way, Brother Earl, that God comes down. Amen. It ain't that I cut the love for the first one anymore. It's just you get a whole new love again for that second one. Hallelujah. Hey, God. And the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one. Hey, God, I don't love any of the older ones any less, but I get a new love. Hey, isn't that way God is? He loves us. I said he loves us, and he cares about, as a mom loves. God said that suckling child, what's he saying? Amen. I tell you what he was saying, there's no greater love in all the world. God said that a mom loving that little suckling child, that is the greatest love known unto man. But God said that mother, she just might, it's not a good chance, but she might forget about that child. But he said, I'll tell you this, the greatest love that you know does not even compare. She might forget, hey, but I will never forget. Will not forget my children. And I come to tell you tonight, God said he won't forget you. He won't turn you aside. He won't turn you away. He has not forgotten.
Yes. He has not forgotten.
Thank you, Lord.
I preached to you best I could here tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Preached to you.
Oh,
it was on my heart.
Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah.
We'll tell you one more time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus.
I'm going to tell you one more time. God said, he has not forgotten.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And she begins to play and sing. Bow your head with me one real quick here. He said to your heart, nobody knows. Maybe Scott O'Grady, 80 miles behind you. Hostile enemy territory, maybe thought for a moment.
They don't even know where I'm at. Giles McCoy, out in the middle of the ocean going down, maybe thought nobody knows where I'm at, but his mother knew. Amen. God said, if that mother knows, I know.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm in a difficult place. Does God really know? Does God really know where I'm at? Israel was crying, and Zion said, God hath forgotten us. All the way down in Babylon, they cried, Brother Tommy said, God has forgot where we're at. Decades. How many years?
70
years. That's a long time. Decades.
Yeah.
10 years went by praying, God, will you help us? God, will you bring us back to Jerusalem? 10 more years. Will you bring us back to Jerusalem? 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. 70 years. God, you forgot about us down here in Babylon. Finally got a hold of God's attention, Brother Charlie. God sends word. He says, let me tell you something, Israel. Mother might forget her suckling child, but I have not forgotten you. Come on, come on. Let's get these orders here tonight. Who wants to come and ask the Lord to help you? Praise God. Who wants to get these orders here tonight? God said, he ain't forgot about you. Hey, God, he ain't forgot. But he knows right where you are. Come on, come on, let's get these orders here. Woo! Oh, God. Come on, come on, come on. Cry to the Lord. Let him help you here. Let him help you tonight. Come on, come on.
The helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth in a past. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay. He said, go and wash in the pool today. And the Bible knew that's what he had to do. And along the way, he couldn't help but trip and fall. Each time he got back up.
Hear my prayer, and when I
just like that blind man. Sometimes I felt all alone. I'm glad His word is true and all around.